Unit 30, A Blaze of Glory. At night, you may see a fireball streak across the sky, or a star may appear to burst and fall. These are both examples of meteors, bits of dust or rock from space that burn up and present fiery spectacles as they strike the Earth's atmosphere. Occasionally, a meteor is so big that part of it survives the journey through our atmosphere and falls to Earth. It is then called a meteorite. In August of 1971, a meteorite crashed through the roof of a storehouse on a farm in Finland. Farmer Tor Erik Andersson heard a loud noise and, rushing to the storehouse, found a dark gray rock about the size of a plum. Through its thin crust, Tor could see a concrete-like inner core. Tor picked the object up and found it to be unusually heavy for its size. A few months earlier, a similar meteorite had crashed through the roof of Paul Casarino's home in Wethersfield, Connecticut. This meteorite was a small black rock. It, too, was unusually heavy for its size. Sky watchers had spotted the meteorite when it was still in the meteor stage. About an hour before it landed in Wethersfield, it was observed as a streak of light shooting through the Connecticut sky. In Monahans, Texas, in 1998, a 2-pound glowing white rock whizzed noisily into the front yard of Alvaro Lyles. He and his friends were playing basketball in the driveway at the time. Meteors are beautiful and exciting sights, and when they come crashing to Earth as meteorites, they are both frightening and fascinating. Scientists find meteorites very interesting, too, because meteorites provide them with an excellent opportunity to study materials from outer space without the expense of space travel.